All right, we're here with Chad O'Connell, and I'm very excited because he owns Whisper Bidet, Cooper.
I know, we've been talking about you behind your back. We've been talking about Whisper Bidet for a couple of weeks now because I have a couple of friends who are obsessed with their Whisper Bidets, and I've been hearing about it for so long, and it's like one of those things that your friends talk about, and you're like, okay. But then I investigated, and I said to Anthony, oh, you know the Whisper Bidet guy. Like, I need information firsthand, like not from my stupid friends who love your product, by the way. But, you know, I don't trust them like I trust you. So I like to go to the source.
The one thing I want to know is you're sitting at home in South Carolina where this all began. And what came into your head to say, you know what, I'm going to start a bidet company?
Well, actually, I am from South Carolina. I grew up, I spent the first 20 something years of my life there. Then I went to Georgia for 2 years, 1 year in Atlanta, 1 year in Savannah. And then I moved up to New York City. And that's where I started my advertising career up there. And it was in like 2016 that I was listening to a podcast from one of my favorite comedians who hilariously ranted about bidets. And I just impulsively bought one. And it blew my mind. I grew up like everybody else in South Carolina and the country who wiped their butt with toilet paper their whole lives. And I tried this bidet thing and it was fantastic. Sorry for that Slack noise popping off right there.
No, we know you're busy working. Like, you're at work right now. Well, we are too, but you know, you're at real work.
But I tried like a random Amazon bidet and it was fantastic. The water felt good, but you know, I was an art director by trade. And I hated the way it looked. I didn't like the installation experience. I didn't like the way it looked in my toilet. It broke in 6 months. And then I got another one. About a year went by and I had been evangelical to everybody. Like, bidet, bidet, bidet. It's amazing. And I had reached a point in my career where I'm just like hustling nights and weekends, pouring all my passion into making other people's products and services famous through my job. And I was like, you know, I should invest in myself. And I was working at Ogilvy at the time in New York, and I came in January 3rd after the holidays, and I put in my 2 week notice, and I was like, all right, I got to figure this out. How am I going to start a bidet company? And I spent all of 2017 investing my personal money and all of my time into like figuring out how to start a company from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And it starts with a product first, obviously, right? I mean, it starts with an idea or a product. I mean, obviously a product, because you have to get the product that you had in your mind, like when you were trying these other bidets. And let me just say, by the way, I've noticed that bidet is a lot like, bidets in general are a lot like CrossFit. People get really into it and they can't believe you're not into it. And they spend all their time trying to explain to you like why you should be doing it too, which is what I love about bidets in general. But so it obviously starts with a product. So how did you find somebody who makes bidets?
I grew up in South Carolina, paycheck to paycheck, like in a household that just kind of grinded their life through paycheck to paycheck, didn't love their job, working towards retirement. And I had no aunt, no uncle, no parent who like had ever started a business. So for me, it was like, this is impossible. I don't have the money. I don't have the know-how, I don't have the skills, I don't have the connection. And that was the thing holding me back for such a long time. And then once I finally got over that mental, like self-limiting thought that like, if I sit down and figure this out, I can figure it out. And I just made a list of everything that I needed to do. And I, you know, the internet is a powerful tool. Between blogs and YouTube, there's an abundance of information out there. And I just one by one, just kind of lit up the unknown and grinded through the learning curve and step by step started putting together the pieces. Really the first step is just writing down the vision, and that's what I did in the early part of the year. And by the end of the year, I had launched Whisper Bidets, and I did some of my own PR, and I got on a TV show, the Untitled Action Bronson Show, which was a total crazy mess because I'm nervous in front of the camera, and Action Bronson was drunk and high and I was not ready for it. But yeah, once I put that vision down and I started going through the steps, I found a manufacturer, and that was a whole process to weed out all the potential people and then the people you can actually work with and visiting them and meeting them. Yeah.
With a bidet, does one still have to use toilet paper or no longer?
Well, without the bidet, I don't know about you, but it takes, it can take many, many wipes to get to clean, especially if you're a man with a hairy hole. Let's do it.
This is There's the second lot. Time this week we've talked about hairy holes, by the way,
yeah,
on
true.
This show.
Yeah, it's a hot topic here at the Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's a real thing. So, but when you use the bidet, you go to the bathroom, you turn the water on. You know, there's a little bit of a learning curve there where you master the subtle art of cleaning your asshole with a stream of water.
And right.
then all you're doing really is dabbing dry at the end of it. So I geek out on using as few squares of TP as possible, which is usually for me about 2 squares of toilet paper. So when everyone was freaking out during the pandemic, like I buy like a 4-pack once every 6 months. It's no thing. So it's a much better experience because you're not relentlessly wiping. There's no irritation and you feel shower clean.
You just used yours at Halloween to insult people who don't give you candy.
Exactly. I said it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that TP should be good for anymore. But I think it's very interesting because so my family's French and you know, grew up my grandmother wants you to know she's Parisian. She's not French. Okay. But, you know, grew up, there was always a bidet. And I remember when they first came to Brooklyn, here in Brooklyn, she was like, "There is the bidet." Like, she didn't understand. She was like, "Wait, what? What's wrong with my bathroom?" I think it's amazing that this is something that Americans are, like, first discovering. Friends of mine are just talking about it, whereas Europeans, this is, everybody has a bidet. It's weird that you don't have one.
Yeah, a lot of the big cities, even in Europe, they started moving away from bidets, but there are a number of countries that the bidet penetration rate is through the roof. Spain, definitely one of them. Japan, when I was traveling through South America, a lot of countries had what they call a bum gun, which is more like the water sprayer on your sink mounted to your toilet. So there's that version of it, which I found really difficult to use, to like grip a sprayer and get all that back there. But yeah, there are a number of countries that have figured out water cleaning is the way to go. Mm-hmm.
So in yours is easy to install.
Yes. That was probably one of the biggest pain points. I think once you've decided, okay, I'm ready to squirt water at my butt, then the next kind of mental hurdle is, can I install it? And for me, you know, I also identified this early on, where it's like, when I first got that bidet, I was like 26 or 7, and I had never turned off the water outlet on the wall by my toilet. Or, you know, so just the idea of installing something on my toilet was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, but it's really just fear of the unknown. Cause at the end of the day, it takes about 10 minutes. I personally can do it with my eyes closed in about 5 minutes, but you're just screwing the little tiny twisty caps off of the toilet seat, sliding the bidet, putting the seat back on. And then again, you're twisting the water hose off the toilet and you're adding this three-way water splitter. So it's drawing fresh water from the water supply that delivers water to your sink when you brush your teeth. It's like clean water and it goes right on pretty quick.
I once had a boyfriend that said to me, you're not as clean. First, he was trying to advocate for baby wipes, which I live in New York City. You can't use those here because they clog up. We have a big problem with that. So he said, listen, if you're not using those, you're not as clean as you think you are. So I think people in general are not as clean as they think they are. And the bidet seems to be the solution, right?
The bidet is the way. I mean, I don't care if you're dry wiping or wet wiping your booty. It's wiping is, you're not getting every nook in your cranny if you're wiping. And the wet wipes, they're expensive. It's funny, when I first launched the brand, the first blog writer we had, he opened up to me and he was like, I have had a rash on my butthole for years. And it was from the wet wipes he was using, because to turn a hard tree into a wet, damp cloth requires a ton of chemicals. And even though they may be like natural, they claim natural, it's like there's still a lot of processing that goes on. So it can irritate the skin. They're not as good. In New York City, you're right. What you're referring to is Fatbergs. If you've never heard that term before, pop that baby into Google Images.
Yeah, no, I know they're huge in London. Yeah.
Yeah, huge in London and New York City. There was some headline about, I think, New York City spending over $15 million a year just to clean the fatbergs out of the sewage treatment plants. And it's mostly because of all the wet wipe usage.
Disgusting.
Right. Yeah, they banned those in my building. I can't use that. That's why I must have a whisper bidet immediately.
So how do you use it? You sit down, you do your business, and then you turn the knob to how powerful you want it, or how does that work?
Yeah, so sit down and you just twist the knob beside the bowl and it rinses your hole, turn it back off, and you're done. That's the simple version. The subtle art form of it is when the water pressure is, there's a water pressure control knob. So depending on the water pressure of your house, you know, whether it's high or low, depends on how far you might turn the water pressure knob on the bidet on. And then once you start getting into using it, you'll notice that I like to do this in extreme detail. I wrote a blog post about it once, but it's like, you might slightly, you know, rock slightly forward, rock slightly back. You might slightly clench or release your sphincter a little bit just to get that water in every cranny, but you feel super clean. It's not going into your body. It's cleaning the outside.
Right.
And yeah, it's like scratching an itch you've never been able to reach before.
I love your blog, by the way. I love, I never thought of like the sitting wipers versus the standing wipers.
Mm. Oh,
I thought that was an interesting.
They're standing wipers?
Are you a stander?
No, people do that.
I didn't know there was, I thought that was like a joke, but then I read your blog and I was like, oh, there's like what, like 21% of people stand and wipe? That
blew my mind the first time I heard about it. Just like when you're in the bidet business, like, and you go out on a first date or you're talking to friends, inevitably that topic's going to come up and it can definitely dominate the conversation, but you learn a lot about people's, what's going on in the bathroom. And as a bidet founder, like, I'm an open book. I'll talk about all the things. I talk about too much. But yeah, once I heard that one of my friends was a stander, it blew my mind.
Wow.
And I had to do a survey on that. I actually ran a paid Twitter poll, sitters versus standers, and it blew up. It got so much feedback. And then Twitter banned it.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they don't like pooping. And I have not been able to get my Twitter account reactivated. If anyone from Twitter is listening, please help me. I have been trying to get my Twitter account back online. But yes, standers. I don't know. You know what it is? It's people learn how to wipe their butt by their mothers and fathers as children. And if their mothers and fathers were standers, then they raise their kids as standers.
Mm.
And it happens behind closed doors and nobody talks about it. And then there you go. I actually had one friend that told me his boyfriend was a sitter. He was a stander and he converted the sitter to the stander. So looks like standers, we got an extra person on our team.
You were a stander?
No, I was a sitter.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
I am a sitter. I have always been a sitter.
Yeah. And so when you found out your friend was a stander, like how was the conversation when you told him you couldn't be friends with him anymore? How'd that go?
I kicked him right out. No, I made a case for sitting, and it took him a couple of years and he finally came around.
So how bad do you hate it when you go to a hotel and it doesn't have a bidet?
Do you travel with one?
I hook them up everywhere I go. But when I find myself like this last Thanksgiving we just had, without a bidet, I find myself accidentally reaching for a bidet that's not there. And I had one customer leave a review where he referred to it as like a phantom bidet. Like he like went to his parents' house and
losing a limb.
You get in that you're used to using the toilet and then you're used to reaching beside you. And then when it's not there, you're super bummed out about it. Are people going back to work now? It's just like, and then there's not a bidet there. It's a bummer. So I do think trying to get them installed in more toilets is going to be the mission.
Oh, right. Like companies.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. That's the next.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you. Yeah. So they have gender neutral bathrooms. I would like some bidet options as well. Like I feel like that should be on the list of harassment video stuff. Like make sure you don't say disgusting things to me because I'm a woman, and make sure you have a gender neutral bathroom. And I also would like a place if I want a bidet. Yeah.
And plus, hey, they're gonna save a lot on toilet paper.
Yeah.
You're gonna use like 80% toilet paper. And then even the argument where it's like, well, you use more water, it actually, it requires, I think the number is something like 35 or maybe 37 gallons of water to make one roll of toilet paper. Because again, you're turning a hard tree into a roll of toilet paper. So like net, like to clean your butt, it's like a cup of water with the bidet.
So now you talked me into it. I gotta have a Whisper bidet. What's my next step?
Next step is to go to whisperbidets.com. And if you, that's, bidets is the tricky one. I talk to people all the time and they're like, your company, the name of your company is what? Bidets? They haven't even said the word before. So it's B-I-D-E-T-S. If you spell it without the S, you'll still land on the same place. But yeah, if you go to whisperbidets.com, there's a, running a holiday special right now, 15% off holiday 15. And it ships out pretty quick and probably, you know, probably 3 to 5 days.
And then, yeah, it's under $100 too. Like what a bargain. Bucks,
and there's 15% off. And then, yeah, you can have it on your toilet in 10 minutes. And then you can know what we're talking about.